going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Talking about wide receiver Jameson Williams of the Detroit Lions. He posted a cryptic message on social media. There's been some speculation in some NFL circles, according to CBS Sports, that the Lions could trade him, former first-round pick. This is his final year of his rookie deal. The Lions actually have to decide by May 1st if they're going to pick up his fifth-year option, which is why the trade rumors are being driven, because they haven't chosen to
do that. They want the other team to allow to do that. Yeah,
I mean, they have a week to make that decision. Williams then posted on social media, quote, stay sucker free. And so everybody's...
What would you say if I posted that on...
I would say, where the heck, what are you doing?
If just like, just, you know, we're talking about like them trying to be like, I can't believe people want Estevez out of the closer role. Stay sucker free. You know, if I just posted that,
I would say, who are you trying to be? I would say who hacked your Twitter account? But anyway, there's a couple teams rumored, the Bears in division trade, Raiders, Cowboys, Saints. There's even been some speculation. Would Kansas City be interested? We mentioned the George Pickens stuff a day or two ago. My question with Jameson Williams, why would Kansas City fit here? He, to me, is similar to what they have in Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy. And you're like, well, Hollywood Brown's only on a one-year deal. So is Jameson Williams. Unless you pick up, you know, make the trade, pick up the fifth-year option. I guess you argue you would have two. He's a burner. He obviously has missed some games due to off-the-field issues. Him and I could host a betting show together. That'd be a lot of fun. But I don't think this is a good fit in Kansas City.
Probably not a good idea for him, unless you guys are just doing like NBA futures.
Yeah.
Versus, I can't remember. He was betting outside the team facility, or was he betting on football? I don't remember which his story was.
That was like his rookie year, wasn't it?
Okay, so he does fit the mode of guy with not football trouble, off-field trouble. Again, as a reminder, I think the Chiefs like players, don't mind players. That's probably a better way of putting it. Don't mind players with off-field trouble. They don't like players who don't like football. There's a difference. They don't like players with on-field football trouble, off-field. Anyway, so the way I look at this is, it's a one-year deal, and I view it very similar to George Pickens. As I told you the other day, for 1 year, I wouldn't mind seeing what the Chiefs' offense looks like at its maximum power. The appeal of this one, what would it honestly take to get Jameson Williams? A fourth? I mean, I think they're just going to be handing him away. I don't think he's going to get with it. If they're not picking up the fifth-year option, he's still expensive because he's in the fourth year of a rookie deal. If you want to pick up the fifth-year option, then he's really expensive. You got long-term answers at wide receiver and Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, probably. But no Travis Kelce next year. You pick up a fifth-year option, you got three guys going into next year. I actually don't kind of hate it because I can buy the fifth year.
He's doing what he's going to play. You have Xavier Worthy. He'd be in the same spot as Worthy in terms of
what he brings to the table. Would you like this more than
Pickens? I guess because they both are candidates to be traded for a reason. One is a complete headache on the field. And pouts when he doesn't get the football, but is far more talented. That's George Pickens. The other, Jameson Williams, not as talented as George Pickens, but I don't know if he's going to make a dumb decision off the field that's going to lead to a suspension. The Chiefs already have a wide receiver that might be suspended this year. So I'm good. I'm good on both. Thank you.
You don't need another player who's got... And look, Worthy stuff all went away, and obviously...
Yeah, I'm talking about Rice.
Yeah, no, I know. I was just saying, like, they don't have, like, every... I was just stating that, like, every player on the team's not going through something, at least... at the moment. And the Rice one is weird to me. Like when Nate Taylor came in the other day, am I supposed to start thinking that the NFL just doesn't care about Rashee Rice's problem anymore? It's been a really long ass time. He has no, that I can find, zero criminal charges that I can find. It's going to be like June or July before his civil part states, if he doesn't sort it out or settle it before then. I don't know, man. I think you should be more on board with this one. This is like Pickens, but without the on-field trouble, right? Like Pickens has trouble, but he's the, like, you know, he has the report of like throwing up his hands or quitting on his team or whatever. That's not Jameson Williams' rap. His is that he got in trouble for betting in a way he wasn't supposed to. And the injury stuff that was coming into the league a little bit. Don't you want to see what the Chiefs look like with like four weapons 1 year? And this is a low cost weapon. If it costs me a first round pick, we're just having a different conversation. And some of the Rashee Rice stuff I told you is dependent on what percentage chance the Chiefs think he's getting a long-term extension. Buy myself time with Jameson, you know, like I can finagle it. And how big of a leap do they think Xavier Worthy's taking in year two? He's like a 700-yard receiver or 650 last year in the regular season.
Yeah.
Excellent in the postseason, obviously, across the board. Like some of it is like that big of a leap. My guess is that the Chiefs are not going to be in the market. But the Lions, is this like...
There's no way they trade him to the Bears in division.
No, but that I think they have wild. To make some heady moves. I think if the Lions want to stretch this thing out for a long time with Jared Goff and then eventually whatever quarterback they draft after it, I do think that they're in the spot now. Like it can't be all in every year. If you try not to be a laughingstock or go back to a laughingstock 2-3 years from now, it's time to start making difficult decisions for the long-term health of your future. I actually think that that's the wise thing for the Lions to go about it. You know, why not trade him to the Lions? I don't know. Teams do this. Or to the,
to the Bears.
Why not?
I would just
Bears?
Be surprised. Even though more teams should be willing to trade in division, you know, teams are always fearful of doing that for more optics than anything else. But these are, you know, that division has done it more than any other division, right? The Vikings and Lions made a trade for TJ, you know, involving TJ Hockenson. That worked out pretty darn well for both parties involved. The Lions have Sam Laporta now, and I think TJ Hockenson has been pretty darn good, even though he had an ACL injury for Minnesota. So that division has been willing to do it more than some others. So that's a name, and tomorrow we'll go through a bunch. Jameson Williams is one of the names to watch today and tomorrow, not necessarily to the Chiefs, but to get traded on draft day. I guess it could be a day two draft trade too, because it's not like you're involving a first round pick with Jameson Williams. So maybe it's this Friday night trade
like
or Saturday
at
trade.
At the earliest? Does that seem like the highest you could possibly get for him on the market right now?
I would be shocked if you could even get a third.
Me too.
Right?
Me too. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Highest, like maybe like you get a third, but you give a fourth back or you give a fifth back or, you know, like the value chart, which we can look at tomorrow for the Chiefs. But there aren't that many wide receivers. So if I need a wide receiver and I was unsure on Igbuka or Tet or Burden or any of these guys where it seems like there's kind of a lot of question marks for each individual wide receiver, nobody seems to want to admit who is the number one guy on their board, and it seems to be a lot of variance.
Yeah.
If you're not sure, add Jameson Williams, former first-round pick. That's the other thing that always intrigues me with Brett Veach. Why I always make them a player is he's done it like 5 or 6 times. He loves former first-round picks that didn't work out with the previous team. It's like one of the things he did. Yeah, you know, it's like when he talks about trading up. He's more likely to trade up, and if he's trading for a player, he likes him to previously been a high draft pick that now he gets to work with. Whether it be Kadarius Toney in a previous year, or in this case, Jameson Williams. Toney was a first-round pick, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, by the Giants.
That was a whiff.
You think?
Yeah. That was
just a little bit.
That was a bit of a whiff.
It's the Giants whiff, though. See, that's the thing.
Sometimes
it's the Giants whiff, not everybody else's whiff.
Sometimes I get accused of saying that too soon on a player, so I just want to be clear. I think we've had enough time to know for sure. I don't think it's going to work out for Kadarius Toney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.